Dr. Lana DeGrasse here, president of Turning on the Lights Global Institute. And I want to just say, welcome to this podcast and vlog for those of you who tune in and watch this. I want to let you know that here we are in 2024. We're celebrating Women's History Month. So much has been going on in my own life. And I wanted you to know and be reminded that you can give yourself permission. You can give yourself permission to stop what is no longer working. You can give yourself permission to say, I think I'd like to do something different or go in a different direction. And you can give yourself permission to completely shift everything you've been doing. Because to be quite honest, sometimes when you feel that level of stagnation, like there are things you're doing in your daily routine and you just don't feel that oomph to get it done, sometimes when you just feel like, you know, you're not receiving the words of encouragement or empowerment or validation or all these things that you know that you should, because at this stage, you're trying to do something different. Those are all the indicators that change is upon you. And sometimes we can think about, you know, these, I call them hiccups, these challenges as bad things, when in all actuality, they could definitely be your reminders to let you know, it's time for you to expand. It's time for you to grow. And we just came out of an amazing conference that we had. And so one of the things that we're going to be doing in the next month and a half is giving you some playback tips from those sessions that we had and giving you some reminders in 2024 that you have permission to be celebrated. Sometimes we forget that we need to get permission, because as women, we take on so many roles. We are the mothers. We are the sisters. We're the aunties. We're the friends. We're the confidants. We're the spouses. And sometimes we take on all of these roles because we want to rescue. We want to support. We want to help. We want to add value. We want to provide our wisdom. And even in all of that, we forget sometimes to take care of ourselves. And one of the first things we talked about during our VIP session was the idea that we can give ourselves permission to stop, to get rest, to be loved upon. And to me, one of the most moving moments was celebrating our constituents and letting them know that they have value, and literally saying, thank you for being the woman who you are, being showing up in the hospitals, showing up for seniors, showing up for others in your life. Can I just tell you, thank you? Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for waking up every morning to be that parent. Thank you for being that person that will get up in the middle of the night to go and help someone that you really care about. Thank you for being a wonderful graduate student. Thank you for the research that you're doing to enter the marketplace to know what value you can bring. Sometimes we need permission to say, I need to hear a positive word of encouragement, because it's difficult. Sometimes when we look at other leaders on their mountaintops, we forget that they're human. And we say, well, look at them. They're supposed to do that. They're already amazing. No. Because even those amazing individuals, those coaches, those leaders, those people that are out there fighting battles that you don't see, they are also human. And you listening to this video, watching this video, listening to this podcast, sometimes you need that moment where you know what? I needed to hear that I did a good job today. Because let me tell you something. Do you know what happens when we don't get those validations, when we don't get those moments to really think about what we're doing? We can easily forget our why. We can forget, wait a minute, why am I waking up at 5:30 in the morning? Why did I set out to start this new business? And we can completely water down all the amazing things that are actually happening. And I will share with you just a little snippet of some of the discussion we had about giving ourselves permission to be present, to fully accept all of what's happening around us. Because sometimes when we're goal-driven, we can only be thinking about the goal and where we want to be and forget to have gratitude for what is right before us. And we heard Sandra Chaney say, hey, when I'm trying to get out of a tough spot, I just get gratitude. I think about what I'm grateful for. What are you grateful for? And a lot of times when we're going through a lot of change in our lives, it's hard to think about all the things we are really grateful for. And we have to remind ourselves, let me give myself permission to be grateful for the very things that I have in my life right now, even the challenges. Like, I can share with you guys, it was so interesting because this was the very first virtual conference we had where I was a little bit under the weather. I mean, Hubster and I were in the midst of transition. You know, somehow I picked up a cold someplace. And I remember I was having, I feel like a coughing attack. So I was just coughing. And I thought, how am I going to get through this conference? But you know what? We showed up. Everything wasn't perfect. I was coughing, sneezing, but my tribe was with me. And not only that, our collaborators were there and they shared when I coughed and they were patient. And the tribe showed up and it was one of the most amazing, intimate conferences that we've had. And I thought, you know what? That's what it's about. It's about persistence, persisting when we feel tired, persisting in our imperfection and asking for help, asking for a moment of, can you give me some grace? I'm a little tired. The leaders of leaders is a little tired. And when we don't feel that support, when we are not reminded, it's easy to be burnt out. It's easy to stop. It's easy to quit because you just say, this is just too much. But one of the things I really did learn from 2023 about having an unrecognizable year was that I was going to prioritize taking care of me, prioritize the things that I need to focus on in my personal life so that my professional life can have the impact that I'm looking for. And I want to give you permission, especially those of you who are natural leaders, you are volunteer on everything, you're on every committee. I want to give you permission to stop today and to think about where you are, to be mindful of what you are grateful for, even in the midst of trying to get from point A to a whole new destination. And realize what's no longer serving you, you have a choice to play in it. You can decide, you know what, all 2023, I was only getting 5 hours of sleep. But in 2024, I'm going to get my full 8 and sometimes 9 hours of sleep. I'm going to rest more. I'm going to laugh more. Because when you can retain more joy, when you can retain more peace, when you can retain the environment that you need to be in so that you can operate more effectively, you will feel less stressed out, you'll burn out less, and you'll have the energy to be able to operate the way you see in your mind. But the truth of the matter is, until we give ourselves permission to say, you know what, I am tired today. You know what, I do need some encouragement today. Until we give ourselves permission to do that, we will constantly struggle to tell ourselves, am I worthy of this break? Should I be stopping right now? Am I being productive when I stop? And I am really doing some research right now around rest and having full rest. And what I've noticed is when you give your mind rest and your actual operations rest, when you give yourself a moment to rest, you will find that you will be more productive in a shorter amount of time. And I know the 4-hour work week, but I'm not talking about, oh, you're only going to work for 4 hours. But when you give yourself ample rest, you will find that over time, you will have more energy to do the things that are really important for your business. You'll know when to say no, and you will be able to see and feel more confident because you'll say, oh no, I know now that I need those 9 hours. I know now that I can't operate all the way till I'm at my limit. If you operate all the way until you're at your limit all the time, you are getting ready to crash and burn. How do I know that? Because I remember the pandemic. When companies were closing down, I decided to persist. And so I said yes to everything. And in, on the one hand, yes, I grew as a business, but on the other hand, I was lacking sleep. I was not sleeping enough. And my business was growing. However, I had to really deal with who do I want to be moving forward? Because I was saying yes to so many things that I was going through a burnout. But luckily, I did not stay there. It took me about 6 months to get a hold of myself, remember to make myself a priority, and to also use my assistants and my success team members to support what I was doing. Because sometimes as leaders, we think we can do it all. I have this phrase, I tell my success team leader, help me to help you to help me. So we have to give ourselves permission. You know, when I was a teacher, students needed a permission to get a hall pass. They needed permission to turn in homework late. They need permission to get their proposal done or whatever it is. And permission says that you are aware of a situation, you've analyzed the situation, and you kind of give that person, you give them a pass to say, you know what? Yes, you can go to the study hall room. Yes, you can go to the nurse's office. Yes. And we need to give ourselves permission to celebrate the fact that we haven't thrown in the towel. We're still standing, and look at where we are today. One of the powerful things that you're going to hear is a little excerpt from our VIP session where the ladies were giving each other permission to love on who they were. And I want to celebrate every single participant who took place in the IWBCC 2024 sixth annual virtual conference. It was amazing. So as I pivot to that, I want to remind you that if you need permission to be celebrated, be reminded by this small excerpt that we're going to listen to.
Like, we know we want a raise and we don't ask for one. Or we know we're a little tired, but we keep volunteering all the time. Like, there are all these things that we know we need to operate, and somehow we tell ourselves we'll get to it one day. One day I'll get to it. One day I'll get to my upgrade. And so this conference is a reminder for us to kind of stand and look at really where we are at and be really, really truthful with ourselves about who do we want to be in the next year? Who did we say we wanted to be when January hit? And are we on the pathway to getting there? And so I want to commend you for showing up. I want to commend you for waking up as early as you have. And quite frankly, Felicia, all the way in California, what time is it?
It is 5:23 a.m.
I can't.
You look great, amazing, and wonderful, and all of the things.
Thank you.
I'm only on my second cup of coffee. Well, and I'm in New York.
Well, thank you. So who? It's early. Felicia, I'm giving you every single hug right now. I see you. I'm with you in your space. Like, I know what it means to wake up that early. And I just want you to know, I'm so glad you're in this tribe. I want you to know that I showed up for you. I want you to know that it is worth every moment you put into today is worth it. And I see you, and I'm just so excited to have you in this tribe, in your tribe and community.
Thank you.
Hazel, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
How are you feeling today?
I'm tired, but I'm here.
You're tired, but you are here. Celestine, yes. I'm going to let you read what you wrote.
Putting my personal and professional needs ahead of things that do not benefit me. I've been doing that too much. And I have to change it.
Where's my bottle? I'm throwing it. Yes. Putting personal and professional needs ahead of things that don't benefit you. Expand on that.
Well, a lot of times, you know, I always, you know, as women, I think this is us. I'm trying to get rid of all that patriarchy kind of thinking right now. I really am. I really try to be intentional about that because we're raised to nurture, to take care of others. And sometimes I feel guilty about taking care of myself first or saying, this is what I need. And sometimes it's not so much what I need from others. Most of my just need for them to say, it's okay. Go ahead. Do you, you know, how can I help you? You know, even if I don't need specific help, but to me, just giving, I need to give myself permission, and those who I care about, they can give me permission. You know, it would just be helpful. It would be helpful.
So can so I interrupt because Samantha's our sister's keeper today. Samantha, can you give her permission right now for the whole day of the conference to get everything she needs? Like, just give her a reminder.
I give you permission, more than permission. I require you today to give everything you need and to get, and not just what you need, but everything you want and need. Because I think sometimes what we need can be hard pills, but what we want. So I require you today to take everything that you need and want.
So Bali, thank you so much. Remind Celestine, tell her again.
Absolutely. This is your day. This is your time, and you have full permission, full autonomy, full requirement to stand in your power and accept that for yourself. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy.
Nivea, tell her again.
Yes, definitely put you first. Do what you got to do, because you will not be able to care for others if you cannot care for yourself. So please, as Samantha said, I also require you to put you first today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, until the ends of your days. Yeah.
Wow, I love it. Well, this person has no clue I'm about to talk about her, but I'm about to make her feel very uncomfortable. And I'm going to do it on purpose. So Teresa Jones up there. I'm going to talk about her for a few moments because, number one, she's in our Women Build Confidence community. She's in our tribe. She's Lauren's mom, and Lauren is in BCM, and you guys know who Lauren is. But that's not what makes Teresa Jones so amazing. So I'm about to spill tea on her right now so we can all love on her. Teresa is one of those. You know how when you look at the livelihoods of seniors and you wonder who is it behind the scenes taking care of this senior person? So Teresa works in a care facility and she loves on her seniors. She's that quiet spirit that no one is thinking about because, you know, they're just taking care of their families. But really, she's the one making sure the clothing is taken care of. She's the one talking to those seniors, making sure the families feel safe and comforted. And she decided that she was going to upgrade her personal life and build who she is at this stage. And I want to commend her because I know sometimes she hasn't always felt seen. She has not always felt supported. She has not always felt, but she knows these things because these people tell her this on the daily. But Teresa, I'm about to blow it up right now on you and make you feel even more comfortable to let you know your tribe sees you and we appreciate you for every single towel you have folded, for every single senior you have hugged, for every single family member you stand in the gap for that they just entrust that you're going to take care of their family member. We all want to say thank you. So I know this feels odd, but I want y'all all to pretend that Teresa was taking care of one of your seniors and tell her thank you. Because sometimes we just don't hear thank you enough. So I'm going to ask our sister's keeper to start with that first. Samantha, encourage Teresa.
Thank you is not enough. As someone who has been a caregiver, as someone who is loving a caregiver, as someone who will ultimately not be a senior, but will ultimately need a caregiver, I say thank you. And I thank you because this isn't a job. This is ministry, and it's most raw form, whatever your religion is, whatever your spiritual walk is. So I thank you. And I love you. And I thank you for everyone who can't talk or who can't say it. But I thank you and I love you. And I stand in awe of you because all of us who've ever even had six spouses for the day know that that is an effort and a lift that we can't repay. So thank you.
Beautifully said. Anybody else want to share some encouraging words to her?
I would love to. Hi, Teresa.
Hi.
Thank you so much for your service. It's really a service. And as a person who has an older mother and who goes through the struggles of taking care of her, I appreciate your beautiful service. Really, I don't have another word for what you do but service. And your patience, your care is needed. It's so, so needed. Please don't give up because it is so needed. And it is a service. It's not a job. Not everybody can do what you do. And you have the heart on that. So I really appreciate that from my heart as a Dora who has an older mother and who cares for her mother. And I'm sure it's so many other people who hasn't expressed that gratitude to you, but I express that and I express my appreciation and not only my appreciation, but my admiration for what you do because it requires a lot of patience and a lot of love. Thank you. Thank you.
You're not making me emotional. Thank you.
All right. So Teresa, if you have words, you want to share anything you're feeling and how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm a caregiver for husband, my mom, and sometimes Lauren, and my residents and clients. But I'm doing pretty good. My daughter keeps saying I need to take care of myself, but it's hard to do that when a lot of people rely on me to take care of them. You know, so I know I have to do self for myself, and I'm hoping today I learn a little bit more about self-caring for myself. I know it's hard because I love taking care of people, and yeah, I love taking care of seniors and my family, and I always put them first before my own needs.
Teresa, well, I want to say I have two words for you. Number one, sometimes it's not the loudest person in the room that's the most powerful. Sometimes it's the person who has that heart of empathy and warmth, and they are the very reason that allows that person in that bed to wake up the next morning. And I get, again, like everybody is saying, thank you for your service. But today what I want you to receive, what I want you to remember is that you have permission to receive this love that is being extended back to you. And just know for every morning, y'all came ready. Well, this next person I'm gonna talk about, Miss Nivea, my first ever, told you first ever student leader. She is an innovator. When I first met Nivea, she came to one of the entrepreneurial programs I was leading and initiating at the Boston Public Library. And when I first met her, I was like, what 9-year-old person is coming to my office? Because what could she actually want to talk about? I thought she was just so young, but she opened her mouth. And this young lady to me felt like she was like 70 years old in a young person's body. She is going to do amazing things as a student leader. She is a Simmons University student. And Nivea, I just want you to also receive, because there's something powerful that happens when a young leader is in a space with so many diverse women, with so many women with such vast backgrounds. I also want you, you're serving today, but I also want you to receive, because this can be very life-changing for you. And Nivea is going to be going to New Zealand doing some nonprofit leadership work. So I'm so proud of you. And anybody want to encourage Nivea about stepping into her season as a student leader? I'm gonna just let it open the floor.
I want you to know, first of all, we are so incredibly proud of you. And I think that, and please sit with that, right? Like, I'm sure you're like, oh, okay, you guys are proud, but like, we're proud because all of us that are sitting here, we, all of our stuff, actually, if Dr. Alana will let me, I'm going to be a little rude and vulgar this fine early morning. I'm a New Yorker. I can't help it. All of our bullshit, and we ask you today to take what you need to, for the journey. We ask that anything that doesn't make sense right now, you just tuck it in the back. It'll make sense one day.
Yes, I want to let Nivea know that anyone tell you you're too young for this, you're too young for that. You go where your ambition takes you. You go where your skills take you.
What was that like watching that video where you heard these women give each other permission? I hope that it encouraged you and empowered you to know that you are enough and you are five star. I want to give you permission to reach newer heights. I want to give you permission to say yes to you and yes to your dreams again. So if you enjoyed this, I definitely want to hear back from you. Go ahead and make sure that you're registered to toldyouspark.com and drop us a line. Let us know what touched you today. And we will be back again next week with our playback. Take care and remember, you're beautiful, you're valuable, and nothing about you is a mistake. Bye-bye.